Hey everybody, this is Delta 69 with Paul Productions along with Survival Report on the annual Multiform Frugals campout in deep, deep southeastern Idaho. I'm going to hand the mic over here to RH from Survival Report and let him talk to y'all for some instances. This is his podcast. Here he goes.
Well, good evening. We're sitting around a beautiful campfire with about 24 beautiful people. All right. I can't just lie this whole time. We got to stop this. All right. No. 1,000 of us. It's Burning Man times a million. No, we're down in the deep, dark regions of Ocala National Forest camping with some folks from several different forums. Frugals, survivalandpreparedness.com, even had some folks show up from Survival Sports, which very nice folks from there. Having a good time, learned a lot today. I don't know about, we're going to pass the mic around to several people. Obviously not everybody here wanted to say anything into the microphone. Of course, we never ask anybody to do any sort of thing like that if they're not interested in doing that. But several folks, you know, wanted to express, you know, what they learned at the camp out today, or, you know, various things. You know, folks always wonder, you know, is it worth the drive? You know, oh my God, it's not in my backyard. I may have to make an effort. I may have to drive 20 minutes to a camp out or to this sort of thing. And, you know, people sometimes wonder, you know, what are they going to get out of it? Which is, you know, unfortunately, it's the bottom line with everybody. And for some people, it's just the quality time of sitting around a campfire with friends and people, you know, you don't necessarily hate, you know, that sort of thing. And then other times it's maybe coming and learning and, you know, having the hands-on of building an improvised water filter for the first time and having people there to help you walk through it and give you some ideas and, you know, the workshop type stuff we do at these as well. For other folks, it's just the networking, the hanging out. A lot of folks like the barter time,
Bob's Barter Town.
Bob's Barter Town, you know. And so, you know, we're just going to kind of pass the mic around a little bit and let folks talk about if this is basically designed for the folks that have never been to a camp out, that have kind of always wondered or, you know, said, oh, is it worth the 2-hour drive, you know, and that sort of thing. Is we got guys, I think the farthest one drove from about 7 hours away. Right now, you know, weather's great, and, you know, the closest one's only maybe an hour away. But the point is, you know, these folks made the effort. They came out, and, you know, we're going to let them speak. You know, we can sit and tell you all day long that it's super awesome and it's great and blah, 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 but we're just going to kind of pass the mic a little bit. And does that sound like a good plan there,
yep.
Bob Ola?
Let the masses do the talking.
Let's do it.
This is Fire Doc. I've been coming to these campouts or various campouts since probably 1999, and I guarantee you at every single one of them I have learned something. You always find a very high caliber of people at these gatherings. They're very family friendly, and it's a good way just to tap other people's knowledge. Meet with people of like minds and like ideas sit around a campfire in the evening and talk about the things you've done during the day and talk about what may or may not happen and just have fellowship and good people. And I think that's about it, is other than we missed you and y'all should have come and we'd love to see you next time.
Hey, this is Noel Court, a.k.a. Noble. I just wanted to put a lady's voice on here that encouraged the women to come out. Should not be intimidated to come to these things. They're very friendly and learn a lot of things. Everybody's very friendly, and to impart their knowledge, there's so much to learn here. I mean, anything from knot tying to learning some basics of shooting and arrows and bows and arrows and all kinds of things. So I just really encourage ladies to come on out.
This This is Peter Nutt, and I want to tell everybody that if you didn't show up, you've missed something great. In the 5 or 6 years that I've been coming to these, it's been a great opportunity to meet people, to attach faces to voices, and to internet handles. And every time is something new, as well as seeing old faces. The information is great. It's all voluntary. I don't think I've ever come to one and haven't left with new information, new knowledge, and new ways to apply what we've learned. Today was a great time when I got an opportunity to find out that the bug out bag I thought was 40 pounds was only 24, which taught me I need to do some workouts. So there's always something we can use and something we can learn.
This is Templar. I've been coming to these things since they were alpha things, and it's pretty humorous. Good group of people. You don't have a place where you can come and actually put the names to the faces and actually see what people can do and what they know. There's no person that knows everything, and everyone pulls something out of these things, whether it's making an improvised water filter, which we actually did today. Plus, we tried just about every single water filter available to the masses. And you find out what works, what doesn't work, what will work in your situation. This costs X per gallon to buy. So if you're looking at, I'm going to spend $60 here to get this great top-of-the-line filter, but the guy that spent an extra $20 got a filter that will last for 10 years. Great place to try out your gear, to see what other people have got, and maybe fine-tune your stuff a little bit, how to wear your pack correctly. That was a big thing here, measuring people for packs so they don't go out and get something silly. You know, actually you save money coming to these things because you don't have to buy 14 different kinds of packs or knives or stoves to see what works. We've had campouts where we did nothing but cook and eat. And we had a blast doing that. But then we get away from the actual, we're survivalists theoretically here. We're not going to have beef bourguignon all the time. So we tune it up, tune it down, depends on the crowd. We usually have a great time. The campfires are, I look forward to them because you never get a group of 20 or 30 people with similar mindsets coming through with no hidden agendas or silly bullshit going on, just kicking back, talking, and discussing things. You're missing out if you don't come to these things.
My name is Adam, and I just go to about 2 or 3 different functions from different forums each year, and I always have a good time coming out. I just like being out in the woods.
I'm Bruce, also known as Gator Squirrel. I've been coming to these campouts for about the last 4 years, and the first one I ever went to, I was pretty intimidated. I got out of my truck with my son, and the intimidation factor lasted for about 30 seconds or so. It's a bunch of really great people. Good time, great way to come out, get your batteries recharged, come out, relax, sit around a campfire, talk. Test your equipment, test your techniques, give everything a good workout, and like I said, relax, recharge your batteries. As other people have said before, if you're not here, you're really missing out. It's a good time.
All right, well, we kind of made the rounds there, so I guess I might as well put my 2 cents on how I feel about these campouts. Of course, this is Delta/Protus and other names that I won't mention, but I've been coming to these since around 05. I host my own, and these are the most relaxing, most family-orientated survival prepper-type campouts in the Southeast that I've been to. I have zero problem having my family and my kids here, and along with the other families that have been here in the past. We've gone over the gamut of some subjects that all the stuff you read about on the forums, you're gonna test here in some way or function. Like everybody have said, we did improvised water filtration today all the way to all the name brand filters that are available on the market. Luckily, we have the people here that are prepared to have all this equipment for everybody to test and evaluate on their own, from the packs to, like I said, the water filters. I mean, we've had flashlights, we've had demonstrations on primitive skills, all the way up to how just to basically cook a good meal over an open fire. Anybody that's ever been in the Southeast, aka the Central Florida area, that has not found the time or tried to make the effort and the time to come to one of these, is really missing out on a wonderful opportunity to be able to network with like-minded people that are actually willing to take the effort to get out there, get outside their comfort zone, and, you know, put in the effort to find like-minded people and be around like-minded people that are actually wanting to do it. And that's the key thing. They're wanting to do it, not just talking about it. So next time that there's one, don't miss it. Make sure you show. On some closing words, I'm going to hand this back over to RH from Survival Report and let him finish it off. Like I said, make sure you come to the next one. You all are really missing out when you don't.
Can't really add much to that, guys. You know, this is something we've been hosting for a while. One in Ocala in a year, and one in South Georgia once a year also. And, you know, a lot of these people come to both of them. So that'll tell you something right then. I don't think we've really run anybody off yet or any sort of thing like that. There's been one or two that, you know, we've all kind of felt like, well, our heart isn't broken that they didn't come back. But, you know, that's life. Anytime you run through, say, 100 people, you know, you're going to find one or two that just don't fit in with everybody. And, you know, that's just what that is in anything you do. But, you know, listening to some of these comments from everybody, you know, folks made some really excellent comments about everything. And, you know, I just personally don't know of any other place where, you know, essentially for kicking in $20 to help pay for the site, somebody could come and, you know, have free classes on basic marksmanship, an awesome, just absolutely awesome Knott's class. And I've seen some of that stuff now three times. I remember about 20% of it every time. And I'm a very, I'm not a very good tactile learner on certain things, on mechanical type things. And I'd go through that 15 more times, you know. And things like, you know, things like that we've done. We've done improvised fire starting here. We've made bow drills around this camp circle right here we're sitting at. We've had guys like Fire Doc sit and show you how to treat gunshot wounds, how to splint broken legs. We've done the little simulations in that, you know. Again, not in a, you know, the edibles class we brought in last year. We brought in Green Dean from eattheweeds.com, and that was the time I got sick as a dog and was puking that night. But, you know, I have missed one. I missed that Sunday. I finally manned up about 10 o'clock that night, and just shivering, and I got about a mile down the road, and I called Protus, and I said, oh yeah, I'm glad I left. I just blew chunks all over SR 314 here. But, you know, other than that, I mean, we occasionally bring in instructors. You know, there's a lot of talent in this group. You know, sometimes somebody like me has to step back and just kind of say, who's going to teach what? And to see guys like Templar come forward, you know, it's like, wow, I knew this guy. I've known this guy for a long time. I know he knows his stuff, but I'm just, every time he throws up on this new knot and that new knot, and I'm like, damn. You know, you never know the pool of talent you have there. And, you know, Fire Doc teaching the medical stuff, you know, Protus here teaching, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm going, wow, I'd never thought about some of this stuff as far as measuring your torso length and stuff like that. I'm the idiot still carrying the, you know, 1920s backpack because I'm resistant to change, you know. And the, like he's talking about, just the ability to see some of this stuff that you sit and you go, well, should I buy this, such and such pack, or should I, I'm looking at his Kelty. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be saving up $200 to upgrade. You know, that's the kind of stuff that versus just reading a bunch of reviews that other people that don't ever do use their crap, write on the net. Let's face it, that's what half of them are. You know, but to come to here and you sit there and you try it on, you, dude, can I take a look at your stuff? I've never met a person here. And I've never said anything to anybody like, no, you can't touch my stuff. No, here, take it, man. Play with it. You know, it's not for show. Abuse it, whatever. You guys saw me throwing that pocket filter on the ground today. You know, I think I gave everybody a coronary. I slammed that pocket filter on the concrete, and I was like, this is why you buy quality, you know. And I think there's a dent in the concrete over there, you know. But where else are you going to, you can sit and read the reviews on the net and go, oh, well, you know, Joe Bob 317, who also doesn't do anything, and these three other people that also don't do anything, reviewed this and said it was super awesome, you know. Or you can come to these and see the stuff in person, you know, and like Templar said, you know, save yourself buku bucks. You sit and go, well, that pack wasn't right for me, or it's a little too heavy for me, a little long, or, you know, I didn't like how that water filter pumped, or yada, 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 you know. Exactly, you know, or just like I said, that where else are you going to come where you can hang out with decent people in a family-friendly environment where you can basically get free instruction on, you know, I mean, we did numerous classes today. We built homemade water filters. Everybody had a chance to do it. If they were so inclined, they could drink the water from it. You know, we pulled it right out of the pond, 15 yards in there. That's the stuff people only just sit and talk about nowadays, you know. Ancient American skills, exactly. You know, we've done canning here. We've done basic ground fighting, basic knife defense. We did basic rifle marksmanship. It's not all combative type stuff. Like I said, bow drill, different things like that. We brought Green Dean in to teach edibles. So, you know, you're not going to find too many places that I know of anyway where you can, you know, learn all this stuff essentially for free, where you can come and meet other people and nobody's, you know, that's the thing, is nobody here is jacked up. Nobody here is like, oh, dude, you suck because you looked at me sideways. Everybody's got a pretty good attitude here. You know, they don't stay around if they don't, essentially. And that's the biggest comment, I think. You know, I get emails from people that come for the first time after campout sometimes, like, man, dude, I got to tell you, I was expecting this, and this, and everybody was friendly. And, you know, you guys have all experienced where you came in late at night, and what happens? You get bum-rushed with 12 people. Let me help you carry your stuff in. Let me help you set up your tent. And, you know, that freaks people out because it's like, oh, my God, people are friendly here? What planet is this? You know, it's like, did I leave Earth, you know? Yeah, yeah. Just put that in Rob's truck there. Yeah, good job, guys. But anywho, we're about 17, 18 minutes here. I'm just kind of blathering on. You have anything else to add, bro?
No, sir. You've said it all, and so has everybody else.
Well, we appreciate you listening, and like everybody's saying, you know, come on out to one of these. There's South Georgia, right up the road, Ocala regularly. You know, you heard it from all the horses and mouths here, you know. Yeah, exactly. Anywho, we appreciate you listening. We'll post this on some of the forums and that. And thanks, good night, and God bless.